Today with us on the line is Sean O'Hanlon, the Executive Director for the American Biofuels Council. Mr. O'Hanlon, tell us a little bit about your council. New player on the block?
Relatively. We've been active for several months now, and so far the response has been overwhelmingly positive. In fact, we've had a far better reaction than we anticipated.
Tell us a little bit about what your council does.
Well, we're primarily education, training, and information to end users, municipalities, consumers, and on the local level, whereas most of the other groups are primarily focused on the federal level.
Yeah, and maybe you can talk a little bit about that, maybe the distinction that you guys have compared to, like, the Renewable Fuels Association, National Biodiesel Board, some of those players.
Okay. The primary purpose of the Biofuels Council is really to bring all the interested parties together, not just the ethanol, the biodiesel, but also the hydrogen, the butanol, and to bring the government and the end users together as well, to bring everybody to one table so that everybody has a chance to communicate openly with each other and understand. And we don't advocate any particular biofuel over another. Where, you know, the National Biodiesel Board, their only concern is really biodiesel. The Renewable Fuels Alliance, their only concern really is ethanol. And I really saw a need to have a unifying voice. And that was what this developed out of.
How do you do that then? Is this a matter of you lobby certain groups or you lobby on a bigger scale?
Right now, we have there's members in almost all 50 states, and our next step is working on having active members in all roughly 285 major metropolitan markets, so that we can get the word out. Actually,
what's the biggest challenge then out there as far as your group sees it right now in the alternative energy field?
It's overcoming inertia. It's really overcoming inertia to get the ball rolling, and also to overcome some of the disinformation that's starting to float around out there.
Where is that disinformation coming from?
I really don't have any singular particular source that I can cite, but there seems to be the typical rumor mill that gets started up with anecdotal evidence that gets brought up that wants to assign blame to things that are completely unrelated to the fuel at hand.
Now, you mentioned in particular you guys talk about hydrogen, that kind of power, as opposed to maybe ethanol and biodiesel. Are there alternative fuels that are not grabbing the headlines that maybe need a little more attention that you guys focus on?
Well, like I said, we don't focus on any one more than the other, but I would say that the one that most people have not heard of yet, I think that they will be very soon, is butanol. And butanol is another alcohol similar to ethanol, and that is primarily being produced and pushed by BP.
Of course, you've got probably the biggest obstacle to overcome. The big oil companies out there, I would imagine, the big energy companies that already have billions of dollars at stake out there. How do you overcome maybe some counter-arguments that they try to put out there?
Actually, I think they're really starting to see the benefit to biofuels. I think they're going to see that there is just as much money to be made in biofuels as there is in petroleum. And it looks like, at least from a public, public enterprise standpoint, that BP seems to be leading the way, at least in their marketing message so far. I know Shell is another one that's on board, and it looks like ExxonMobil will probably jump in sometime soon.
So it sounds like you're even getting the big players to play along, so to speak.
It is a transition period. It really is. Right now, it's a paradigm shift, and I think in great part it's from what has been so far a linear approach, and it's become a much more view of a circular or cyclical approach to not only addressing a problem, but looking forward to the future.
It might seem obvious, but could you kind of articulate why do we need to have these biofuels, different councils and lobbying groups out there?
To get the word out, really, because the overwhelming majority of the American public still either have not heard of biofuels or don't know what the biofuels are and what each different one does and does not do.
Do you think people would be more accepting of them and use them more in their vehicles, in their homes, places like that, if they had better information about them?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Everybody I have spoken to so far and talked to them about it, their interest level immediately goes up, and their reaction is a very positive one. And the very next question that comes out of their mouth is once they get the information, is they want to know where they can get it. So the demand is very easy to create.
Sean O'Hanlon, the Executive Director for the American Biofuels Council. Sean, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.
I'm John Davis reporting.